Ireland is awash with water. Yeah, that's a way of introducing a piece of audio about the flooding in Ireland. We've had some really heavy and consistent rain recently, which has fallen on top of a landscape and, yeah, fallen on top of a landscape which is already saturated. And the River Shannon down the centre of the country has burst its banks, and there are some terrible examples of small towns like Bandon in Cork, which was hit in 2009. You see, this is the second huge torrential experience that Ireland has had in recent years, 2009 and 2015 now. I think in 2009, a number of people said, well, that was a freak experience in 2009, and you can't really go budgeting and investing for a freak experience. But now we have one a few years later, and there is no reason to think that we won't have another massive flooding within another 5 years. So most of the public discussion, almost all of the public discussion, is around two things, really. One is about, you know, why don't we have better flood defences? And related to that, you know, why, where has all the money which was talked about as going to be invested in flood defences, public money, taxpayers' money, where has that all gone? Or, you know, how come more hasn't been done since 2009 till 2015? And that's one whole strand of thinking. The other strand of thinking is about how can people who've had their businesses and their homes savagely damaged by the flooding, how can they be compensated, helped to get back on their feet to where they were? And we could talk a lot about that. There's been some talk about global warming as well, and but by and large, all the conversation is around promises from the government that extra money is going to be found and is there to be drawn down. Now, I've had three ideas from thinking about this overall situation, talking to a few people about it. Not many, I have to admit. And I just thought I'd put them, share them. They're all ridiculous ideas. They're all, shall we say, socially unacceptable under the status quo, current thinking. And so here they are in no particular... Well, yes, they are in a kind of an order. The first one I thought about is that people will have to move house. Yeah, people will have to... Some people will have to be completely moved out of where they're living right now and will have to live in another place. Not while flood defences are being built or anything like that, but they'll have to be a permanent move. And those places where a permanent move would be necessary are places which are pretty sure to be flooded again in the next few years. So places that are going to be continuously flooded, human beings shouldn't live there, full stop. Okay, that may mean moving whole villages. I'm less sure about moving towns, but basically, yeah. I'm not considering who'd pay for this, but the idea that certain places in Ireland would time after time have this problem to me is unthinkable. or undesirable. So the next thing I think about is that in many parts of the world where there are huge amounts of water and rain and rivers and whatever, houses are built on stilts. And indeed, you go back to early peoples living by lakes, all of whom lived on stilt houses. So it seems to me that not enough is being learned from the experience of people who live on houses which are lifted above the water level by stilts, or whatever you would call it, platforms. So I do think in Ireland that there are some houses that can be built in the future safely, provided they're on stilts. And other places which exist with ordinary foundations, the house needs to be lifted and plunked on top of stilts, or stilts need to be sunk, or whatever is the best engineering solution. And that's the second one, people on houses and stilts. And the third one involves we're going to have to destroy, knock down, uproot buildings which are which were put up in floodplains, and we're going to have to return, you know, supermarkets and housing estates to fields. And if that isn't done, then there's nowhere for the water to run off to, except eventually to run in and flood other places. So they're my three suggestions. So going back on them, it is completely dig up certain supermarkets, shopping centres and houses so as to restore floodplains. Secondly, build houses on stilts. And in some cases, that means putting stilts onto existing houses. And the first one then is people have to be moved. And I'm talking about social engineering, which of course is really unpopular, and I don't expect to get any support for this idea. But that's it. I just thought I'd share some thoughts I have. And these are, yeah, this is a bit of sharing a bit of thinking. I would, of course, be fascinated to hear what other people are thinking about how to deal with these floods or how to respond for the future. Okay, thanks very much for listening. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio.